I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Conversations, Season 1, Episode 9. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break Conversations. We hope that you're enjoying the series so far. I'm Mark, the founder of Coffee Break Languages, and in this series, we are talking to Coffee Break learners from all around the world and members of the language learning and teaching community. In this episode, we're speaking to Coffee Break learner Rakesh from the Indian city of Pune. And Rakesh is in the process of mastering the French language. He first started learning back in 2010 when he began working for a French company, but he found he lacked consistency and stopped after a couple of months. Now, with newfound motivation and a great work ethic, Rakesh started learning French again, and this time he's stuck to it. What impressed me most while speaking to Rakesh was his determination and consistency with his learning, despite the fact he doesn't live in an area with access to many native French speakers. He firmly believes that repetition is key for consolidation in language learning, so he listens to every podcast twice until he's sure that he can move on to the next one. In this episode, we'll hear how many other languages Rakesh speaks, and we'll also hear how he uses French TV series to help learn new vocabulary. We hope you enjoy this episode, and let's hear more from Rakesh now. So we're delighted to be joined for Coffee Break Conversations by Rakesh Masawade.
Namaste, hello, and bonjour. I'm delighted to be a part of this mini conversation series that you have, Mark.
Oh, we're delighted to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, tell our listeners where you are from, because I believe it's the afternoon here in the UK, but it's a little bit later in the day for you.
Here it is actually 8:50. I am from a western Indian city of Pune, and the language that is spoken over here is Marathi, and the national language is Hindi. We all can speak English as well. Mm-hmm. French is my fourth language that I'm trying to master, and post that, I would want to master Spanish and Tamil as well.
Wow, that's quite a range of languages you have there. So you're learning French, and you, I understand you've been listening to Coffee Break French.
Yes, I have been learning French for more than a year, and I started with en route with Coffee Break French. I found it very interesting. I used to listen to it while taking a bath or on my way to work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that is something that got me hooked to learning French. And post that, I started from the beginning. I mean, I already knew some basics, so it was easy at the beginning. But as the show went on, the level of French that was there, it was quite perfect for what I was learning. And throughout this 1 year, I think the level of French that is used in the podcast has grown with my level of understanding French as well.
Perfect. So you actually have gone back and listened to the early episodes of Coffee Break French 2 and then continued on working through the content. So where would you say you are now with Coffee Break French?
I'm currently listening to Coffee Break French Season 4, and I started listening it about a month or so ago, and I always make it a point to listen to every podcast twice, and since a few months, my travel times have increased a bit, so I listen it once while going to work, and I listen it once again while coming back. So that is the perfect thing to kind of grasp everything that is there in the podcast.
So you're listening on the way to work, then you're listening on the way back from work. And so that's the same thing that you're listening to over again. Why do you think that's important?
Because I cannot get everything if I listen to it only once. What I do is I listen to the whole podcast once, and the main paragraph that is discussed in the podcast, I listen to it once again. So that is twice while going to work, and I do the same thing while returning. So by the time I'm listening it for the fourth time, I can understand almost everything that is there in the podcast, the text.
It's about consolidating the language and listening to things again in order to hear the different things. Because I think every time we listen to something in this learning sense, you hear different things, don't you?
Exactly. I mean, with Coffee Break French, I have been listening to other podcasts as well, and the videos and all other resources that I have been utilizing for learning French. It all comes together. I mean, if I can give an example, in the Coffee Break French season 4, there was a mention of a womanizer, a Don Juan. Uh-huh. And I'm also listening to a song, a French song that is called Donnez-moi, that is by Les Franchines, and that has a mention of Don Juan as well. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, I'm also watching a Netflix series called Tipusan, that is 10%. Mm-hmm. And there is a mention of Don Juan in one of the episodes of that series as well. So, and I happened to encounter these three references to Don Juan in a span of 1 week.
Wow.
So, I mean, as you actually start the process of learning a language, the things that were really unfamiliar to you earlier, you start to pick up bits and pieces of it, and it starts consolidating bit by bit. Now it is like it is in my head and nobody can take it out of it. It is like hardwired into my brain. So that is really, really a fulfilling aspect of learning a language.
Of course, yeah. And I think it's all these connections that we make, whether they're linguistic connections or, as you say here, with cultural connections and things that people who have grown up speaking that language know. But what we try to bring in Coffee Break, and of course the other sources that you're using, when they all come together, it helps you really learn those ideas and build the knowledge that perhaps a native speaker may have too. What other resources have you been using as you've been learning French?
I started with Duolingo, that is the language learning application. And after that, I started with Coffee Break French. And then I started watching different kinds of videos on YouTube in French. I always made a point to watch the news in France 24, on France 24. And there is a ton of content that is available on YouTube that I can use. I mean, there's a Netflix series that I talked about earlier. I'm watching that as well. And so all of that comes together. And little by little, I saw myself making progress. I would say that in the month of December, last month, I think, I really started to think that, yes, I mean, even if I turn off the English subtitles, if I have only French subtitles for a video, then in that case, I'm able to understand approximately 40 to 50% of what is said.
Fantastic. Rakesh, what is the motivation for learning French? Why are you so obsessed with French? Not that we are complaining, of course, we're delighted that you're loving French, but why French?
Actually, I worked for a French company for about 3 years at the beginning of my career. And I started learning at that time, but I was not very obsessed with that at that time. I was learning it casually. I started learning it. I learned the basics. But then over the years, I stopped learning it. I lost the track. It kind of fell through. I had the chance to go to France also in 2013. At that time, I started learning it again. But the content that I was using at that time was very advanced for my level. So I could not make much progress. And for Diwali, I made a resolution that, yes, I'm going to do something that I'm good at. I think that I'm good at learning languages. So I said that, I know French, let's start learning French again. And that's how it started.
And you've stuck to that resolution, obviously.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we provide a whole range of materials to help you take your next step with learning a language. We offer free podcasts in a range of languages, and also full online courses with video materials, lesson notes, and more to help you make faster progress. Just search for Coffee Break Languages or visit coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, welcome back. We are talking to Rakesh today, a Coffee Break French learner. And I asked Rakesh how much time he spends on his language learning over the course of a week.
I would like to classify it between active learning and passive learning. Active learning, I would say that it was approximately 2 hours. And passive learning was much more like, I'd say, 8 to 10 hours. So passive learning will be like while I'm doing anything and the news is running in the background, I'm listening to songs without actually focusing on what is being said.
But even the passive learning is helping you build that environment of being surrounded by French. And you never know what's going in when you're not really listening. I heard that in that song, or I saw that on the show.
Exactly.
Great. What experiences have you had that you can identify that are particularly sort of success stories in your language learning? Can you identify any particular times when you think, this is starting to make sense, or yes, I've achieved something here?
Last year in November and December, I was actually watching Bipursan again. And I watched a few episodes and then I stopped. And then I said that I will start watching it again. So while watching that also, what I used to do was I used to watch it with English subtitles on the whole episode. And then I used to watch the same episode with French subtitles on. But the content is long and I'm not able to understand. I mean, I need both the subtitles at the same time or most of the times. But in November and December, what happened was I had French subtitles on because I thought that twice is going to take a lot of time. Then I started with French subtitles only. And I noticed that I'm able to understand 50 to 60% of what is being said. And that's how it started to make sense. So I watch like 2-3 minutes of a portion. And if I find something that I cannot understand, I stop, I search for it. I understand it better, and then I move on.
Brilliant. Do you have any tips that you have that you can share with the rest of our community for learning languages? And obviously, you've given some really good examples of the practical ways in which you can surround yourself in the language. But any particular tips that you have that you find work for you and can work for other people?
So I would say start slowly, bits and pieces. And once you have like, yes, perfect, 1,000 most widely used words in French, if you can recall them, if you have them by heart, then in that case, you can start watching videos or series or something like that, and it will start making much more sense. So start slow, build the vocab, and then start.
I think even when you're in the early stages, again, if you're doing this whole idea of surrounding yourself with the content, whether that be watching series or with subtitles or indeed listening to music, at least then you're starting to hear the rhythm of the words, you're starting to hear the patterns, and you're starting to hear the kind of pronunciation. So even at that stage, if although the content may be way too difficult for you, you're at least beginning to get the rhythms and get the intonation, which then you can apply at a later stage. Okay, talking of learning a language at the early stages, I wonder if you would be willing to teach me a couple of phrases in one of your other languages that you speak. You mentioned Hindi.
Yeah. I mean, most of your listeners would already be knowing, but to say hello is namaste in Hindi.
Namaste.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah. What about my name is? How would I say my name is, Mark?
Mera naam hai.
Mera naam hai.
Mera naam hai Rakesh.
Mera naam hai Mark.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, and how would I say it's nice to meet you, for example?
Aapse milke khushi hui.
Wow, that was quite complex.
I'll break it down for you, just a second.
Okay.
Aapse.
Aapse.
It is P, aap se.
Aat se, aat se.
Aap se, milke.
Milke.
Khushi.
Khushi.
Hui.
Hui.
Yes, aap se milke khush hui.
Aap se milke khush hui. Okay, I think that's as far as I'm going to be able to go with Hindi for now. We're going to finish off in just a moment, but before we do, we have our quick fire round. So I'm going to ask you a few things here, and I'd like your immediate responses. First of all, your favorite language?
French.
Okay, and do you have a favorite word or phrase in French?
Voilà.
Très bien. What about a favorite film or TV show or book in French?
10%.
Okay, and that's the Netflix show that you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Okay, and what about a destination where you can practice your French? You don't necessarily need to choose one that you've been to already. You can choose one that you'd love to go to.
I'd really like to go to Réunion.
Ah, wow, okay. So why would you be interested in going to Réunion?
Because Réunion is a mix of cultures, African, Asian, and French culture together. And that is really interesting.
Fantastic. And your final question here is, where would your ideal coffee break be and with whom?
We don't drink coffee that much in India. We rather prefer tea.
Okay.
And tea with milk. And nowadays, what I enjoy the most is having my tea break on a Sunday afternoon with my father, and we discuss about anything in the world. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of the perfect tea break for me, with a hot steaming cup of tea and a conversation that is equally exciting.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I hope you enjoy a hot cup of tea with your father this Sunday. And I would just like to say a huge thank you. How would I say thank you in Hindi?
Dhanyawad.
Can you say that again?
Dhanyawad.
Dhanyawad.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Rakesh, for joining us here for a Coffee Break conversation. And we wish you continued success with your French. Bonne continuation.
Merci beaucoup. And the pleasure is mine.
It was great to chat to Rakesh and to hear his story. And I love the answer that he gave for his ideal coffee or tea break. Hearing how Rakesh uses a mixture of different resources, such as films and music, to supplement his learning with Coffee Break French was fantastic. And there are so many resources available now to help any language learner to do just that. This varied, immersive approach to learning a language is very effective because it exposes you to certain phrases and words until they start to become more and more familiar to you and your understanding increases. We're glad to hear that Rakesh kept the resolution that he made at Diwali and started learning French again. We hope that you've enjoyed this interview and that you learned something that will help you continue on your language learning journey. Merci beaucoup again to Rakesh for taking part. We wish him all the best. We'll be back next time with another episode, the final one in this series of Coffee Break Conversations, and we'll be talking to someone that many of you will know very well indeed. Until then, I would like to say thank you very much for listening, and of course, as ever, happy coffee breaking. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.